of whether or not the Holy Laughter Movement is of God. And, you know, like he said earlier, people making noises like cows, like pigs, like roosters, doing Jesus laps, being drunk in the Lord. As he's reaching his conclusion, he says this: I hope that the multitudes continue to come to Toronto for renewal. He doesn't want to see this come to an end. Let's see, there's another one back here. As much as I've been critical, and this is page on 161, and the previous one was on page 156, as much as I've been critical of many aspects of Holy Laughter and the Toronto Blessing, I would be disappointed if the renewal meetings shut down. Brothers and sisters, the surveys are telling us that Protestant America is no longer, according to Adventist understanding, using the Word of God as their guide. Therefore, they're prepared for a deception. And their authorities are looking at manifestations of a spirit that obviously does not bear the credentials of the divine, and they're accepting this position. Let me read one more thing from page 162. Fundamentally, neither to the Toronto Blessing or the Holy Laughter Revival should be understood as something without parallel in the work of God today. Rather, both realities are simply two ways among countless others that God uses to manifest his gracious and creative salvific work through Jesus Christ, our only Savior and Lord. The notion that the Holy Laughter Revival or the Toronto Blessing represents something unique derives more from wishful thinking and an erroneous theology of the Spirit than anything else. One can properly recognize every wonderful aspect of both movements without giving into the temptation of elitism and self-absorption, something that manifests so often in famous renewal movements. Now, he spent some time to go back over other charismatic so-called revivals that have taken place in history, and basically makes a defense that the Holy Laughter Movement is just another time when the Lord is seeking to bring about a revival in his work. Now, we have here